I believe that it is through our hope, commitment, and collective efforts that we will move closer to a future where everyone in Wellington County and Guelph will have a place to call home. Thank you.
65 Delhi Street in Guelph was the location Wednesday, as Linda Busatil, chair of the Joint Social Services and Land Ambulance Committee, was one of eight speakers on hand for the unveiling of a collaborative project. The new 28-unit transitional housing facility is an effort by the Joint Committee composed of County and City of Guelph staff. Wellington County will be the official service system manager of the land, which was donated to them by the City of Guelph. Incredible, in a lot of different ways, was just one way the momentous day for County and City of Guelph staff was described by Lloyd Longfield. The Guelph MP was welcomed to the podium by David Anderson, Vice Chair of the Joint Social Services and Land Ambulance Committee, as well as Guelph Mayor Cam Guthrie. Anderson told the Grandat 101 following the ceremony, "Transitional housing is new to the area and comes at a cost, but is worth it to help those who need it in the community."
This is the first in this whole area of transitional housing, and it's a long process. The cost of operating this is, I think it's $1.7 million a year to run. So again, more cost, but if we can get people back out into the community, that they get back in the work field, that they're not working now, that's our whole goal.
65 Delhi will have room for 28 residents and provide wraparound services, mental health and addiction support, and more. Anderson says the length of stay will be determined by the unique needs of each resident. Guthrie, meanwhile, said in an interview the collaboration between the City of Guelph and county staff is a relationship that often yields meaningful results with projects such as this one.
We now have a joint committee that has been reestablished that was not there 10 years ago, so that we can be working together on these very things that we know are important, not just for the City of Guelph, but for the entire county. Having us at the same table together is what really brings projects that are beneficial to the community to life.
Anderson explained the 24/7 wraparound services will help residents with day-to-day tasks, but also resident-specific needs.
There will be laundry services. There will be food that's supplied here, housekeeping. But also, there will be mental health and addiction officers here that can help people that are having mental health issues too. So there's a whole round of support.
Job training and placement, community activities, and life skill support will also be available to those who stay at the facility. County Warden Chris White spoke at the grand opening, dubbing the new building a lifeline for those who have the opportunity to rebuild their lives with dignity, stability, and support. He went on to say he and staff were very excited to be a part of a project that has taken much effort.
Well, it's a fantastic day. And this has been going on for many, many years. It was a long, hard-fought project, but the staff and the city and the county pulled together with federal and provincial funding, and we're absolutely thrilled to be opening it. At the end of the day, it's a fantastic building. I think it's a showpiece for the community, and we look forward to trying to do more of this in the future.
These types of programs are so important, noted Guthrie after the event that officially launched the new space on Wednesday afternoon. For more on 65 Delhi Street, you can head to the Wellington County website. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grandat 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.